get ready for a transformation.
But in this kingdom, we start growing. We are replacing those carnal thoughts with the word of God. Our minds are renewed to the word of God. At that time, glory, glory, glory. So when we are speaking from knowledge. Or you wake up and say, "Hey, bunga fish and gari." Glory to God! I took it in the dream. I will never take it in life. In the name of Jesus.
See, I'll never be poor.
Jesus Christ. Pay attention to everything I'm going to show you.
Another life-changing moment with Apostle Peters.
Say it is well with me. Did you see what happened during the year? Did you see it? God warned us ahead. And I will give you more prophecies for 2021. What you should watch out for in Nigeria in 2021. You know, somebody was talking to me the other day, and she was saying, "Oh, this thing has gotten so expensive." I think I was with her. I wanted to get something from her, purchase something. And she said, "Oh, it has really gotten..." I was really surprised, the price. I said, "Really? I didn't know." Because I don't buy it. My wife was the one. So I said, "I don't know this thing is this high." And she said, "It has really gone high. Things, God will help us that things will get better." Then I said something that shocked her. Things will not get better. Don't be deceived. And when you're saying it as a man of God, they think you are cursing. This will not get better. Why? According to the word of God, it can only get worse in the world. Because we are in the end times. Don't ever think that things will come down in price. Did you see what happened when they wanted to protest? That those young people thought they were already succeeding. People were supporting them. Let them do it. Let them, yes. Let them protest. I support them. How did it end? Because for things to change, something we have to interrupt it. Why? God's word cannot be broken. Don't you understand? If you are dreaming and you're thinking in your heart that the day will come, that a young person will now finally take over the government and everything will now become cheap everywhere, it's a dream. Only a dream. It will not happen. It will not. It has never gotten better. It will never. Listen, not because I'm saying it or I'm prophesying, because the word of God shows that in the last days, it will get darker in the world. Can I show that to you? Isaiah chapter 60. Let me show that to you. I told you I'm not really preaching today. We are here to settle some things. I want you to see the word, and I want you to see you in it. Thank you, Lord. Alright. Isaiah chapter number 60. Reading from verse 1. Have you found it? It says, "Arise, shine." Now the Lord said to tell someone else, listen to this. It may look like you are behind amongst your mates. He said to tell you that I'm the God that restores the wasted years. Because it looks like you're behind. There's someone in this place, looks like you're behind. I don't want to do the personal prophesying today because of time. Because once I come to you personally, as I'm talking to you, more things will be revealed and it will be dragging. So it's better not to, just to stay here and be doing it. The Lord said to tell you, though it looks like you're behind, He said to tell you, I am the one that restores the wasted years. I will restore your wasted time, your wasted years. I will take you and put you ahead of them in no time from now. Thank you, Lord. Arise. Verse 1 again. Isaiah chapter number 60. Arise, shine, for the light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. That is Apostle Victor Peters right there. The Lord said, my light is come. Say, my light is come. Now, if you know this, it doesn't say arise and shine. How many of you notice that? You know, we say it generally, say arise and shine. No, the Bible does not say arise and shine. It never says arise and shine. Arise and shine means you arise and then you try to shine. He says, arise, shine. In other words, the moment you arise, you just keep shining. You just start shining. You get it? So he says, why? Because your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For, behold, he talks about you, and I want to say some things about the world. For, behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. He talks about the world, then he talks about us. If you're expecting light to shine in the world, you're wasting your time. He says darkness, gross darkness. You know what? Thick darkness. He says gross darkness will cover the world. In the world, this can only get worse. It can only get... How can I say it to you? Really worse. As we approach the coming of Christ, it gets worse for them. The church of God will wax stronger. The world will wax weaker. The Bible talks about the house of David and the house of Saul. It says the house of Saul is the house of the flesh. The house of David, the house of the spirit. It says the house of David was stronger and stronger. But the house of Saul was weaker and weaker. Listen, if there is no darkness in the world, then your light will not shine. There will have to be darkness there for you to shine. Light doesn't shine if there is no darkness. So the Lord prepared it for them to be in gross darkness. That's where they will now need us for solution. Because you'll be the light shining. They'll come to you. Say, please, I need help. I need it. Why? You're shining. And listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. Because people are deceived. Don't be deceived by the material things that they have in the world. Many of them have those material things. They have those possessions. But they are in deep sadness in the corner of their room. What they have is the best. All their reward is what they've gotten. Now, that does not mean we are going to be poor. We are not poor. I'm just telling you that for them, that's all that they have to have. It's like the guy who is a musician here in this church, secular musician, and the guy gathers crowd, you see, in the stadium or in the room or in the hall, whatever. And then they are hailing his name. They are shouting his name. Singing his song. And the guy is there. You know. Listen. All he got is the reward of the fame. That's all we have. For us, when we gather people, they don't come to shout our name. They shout the name of Jesus. Our whole reward is over there. Two kinds of people. The Bible says, don't envy them. David said, I saw the sinner rise like a green bay tree. Rise so high. He says, but when I turned, I couldn't find him anymore. They go to their best glories. At the beginning of the year, or last year, late last year, I told you, I gave you a prophecy. The Lord showed me something. I said, a few of the secular musicians, you remember, for those of you that were there in that service, will be in their best glory. We enjoyed their best glory in 2020. How many of you remember I said that? I said, but don't envy them, their best glories. I believe some of them, a few of them did this year, their best glory. Say, but there was lockdown. No, some of them enjoyed best glory. They have some records that they broke. You understand what I'm saying? But the Lord said, don't envy them. Those are not the things that you use to calculate. Those are not the things that you use to come to conclusion that they are doing fine. That's not what makes a man do fine. Thank God for those things, but that's not what makes them do fine. Don't envy them. I want to be like this. I want to be like that. I want to be like Michael Jackson. I want to be like this. I wish I could be like that. I can't just imagine. I look forward to it where I will stand on that stage and people will be everywhere and they will call my name and they will shout and I will say yo. They will say yo too. A crowd of them and then I will be on TV. What are you saying? You don't be dumb. How dare you? That's not what you should envy. There's a life after this one. Why not use that energy to gather people for Christ? There are those who are gathering people for Christ. They go somewhere, invite people and gather them to church for Christ. Though they are not the preacher, but they are God, there is a great reward in that one. God not only blesses them here, he blesses them there. These other ones, they can't end up with God. Because they don't have any other reward. They've gotten it. But the Bible says, though there is thick darkness in the world, he said, you will shine. Are you saying the word of God is a lie? No. See, I will so shine. You know, I was telling you prophecies about 2021. And I said, 2021, you can also call it my year of shining. Because you will shine in 2021. Why they are crying out there? Cancer is destroying them. Why they are crying out there? Something is catching them. They are catching the flu. Something is happening to them. Why they are... All those noise, in the midst of it, the Christian is rising and shining. That's our life. Don't you understand? That's our life. Verse 3. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. See, I receive it. Say in the name of Jesus, that's me. The Lord says, lift up thine eyes round about and see. You must lift up your eyes and see instruction. You must see. All they gather themselves together, they come to thee. Thy son shall come from far, and thy daughter shall be nursed at thy side. Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thy heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea. Hey! The abundance of the sea shall be converted unto me. I will never be poor in my life. Have you seen yourself? These are pictures right there. So listen, that's why you should not talk like them when they are talking. God be helpful, so we don't know what's happening to us. We don't know. Don't talk like them. You are not among the masses. Listen, you don't belong there. You are not among. See, I'm not among the masses. You are saying you are not among. I'm not proud. I am not among the masses. I'm not among the suffering ones. I will never be in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Never. Oh well, we are looking at the country getting better. We are looking at the country getting better. Listen, that's not the point. It's good. The Bible says we should pray for our nation. Pray for them. But look at you rising. Because in all these things you're saying, there are those that don't even know anything is happening. They only get to hear. When they get the time to sit down and watch news, they only get, oh, they said petrol has increased. They don't get to know. They don't have any problem with it. You don't get to know a bag of rice has gone up. The only thing is there is food on their table. They don't know whether how much is bag. I just give you an instance. For instance, I don't go to the market to purchase things. My wife does. So it's like me now going to the market and I now want to ask them. I say, what? Why? Because I didn't know. I didn't know the price before. I didn't know the price. That's just a small scenario. Now talk about those who don't even get to get there. They don't know. In the same world, then you say there is no money. Who told you? See, there is no money in this country. Everywhere is dry. It's your side that is dry. Check your side. There is money. Leave that level. There is no money. Everywhere is dry. Begin to chart your own course. Work. You understand? Work on yourself and walk with God. I've been teaching you some principles of prosperity, which I'm not going to talk about today. Till next week, I will continue. Take those principles and put them to work, and you see the results in your life. You make up your mind, I will never, 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 never be small. In the name of Jesus, I'm headed for the top, for the very top. Door! Your beginning might be small, but your end ought to be greater. Amen. And it says, do not despise the day of little beginning. So when you're starting out little, relax. But all the time, the problem is to remain little. Don't remain little. All the time, you are in that little kiosk. Maybe that's where you're selling your drugs or whatever you're selling. That kiosk. That little room. Wherever you are. While you're there, maintain your walk with God. Put the principles to work. In a matter of time, you will come out of that place. The Lord will just lead you. You know why? God's word does not fail. If you don't use the principles, you will not get the results. Don't let anybody deceive you. You know why some people, Christians, they cry to God for years, Lord, please, help me out. Lord, please, help me. Lord, I need your help. Make me rich. Give me money. Give me the job. There are some things that no matter how much you cry and pray to God, He will do nothing. That's why they say knowledge is power. My people are destroyed for the lack of it. Lack of knowledge. There are some things that all you need is to put the principle to work. And you will have no choice than to be shifted. It will be very completely useless to now start crying, oh Lord, please. Oh Lord, help me. When he has given you the principle, I can't imagine myself crying for money. Don't you understand? Lord, please, I need supply. Lord, please, I need supply. When I was a child, I acted as a child. But when I grew, I put away childish things. Because no amount of crying for money, let me tell you, can I tell you a secret? No matter how much you cry for money, no matter how much you cry, will you have real money? Let me tell you the highest God could do for you. God could stir someone up and help you meet your food out of His mercy. But that you have real money is a lie. Why? Because God has put the principles in place that you need to. Once you act, you work on those principles, you find yourself flying financially. Your prayer will go some way. But putting the principles to work will take you all the way. In the kingdom of God, there are principles. That's why you need to know the principles. There are keys. You understand? There are keys. You need to know them. That's why we are teaching. So that you can know them. So you won't act in ignorance. You won't act like somebody who's a fool, groping in the dark. You won't act like that. You already know what to do. For instance, if I'm looking for a particular amount of money, big money, I'm expecting it. I don't know where it's going to come from, but I want it. I need it to do some things. And I waited and waited, and the money is not coming. I've claimed it. The money is not coming. What am I going to do? Principle of seed sowing. You give money, you get money. You sow a seed concerning it. Take a dangerous seed. Slap it on the altar. I say, Father, in the name of Jesus, this is in connection with that thing. Well, he gave a testimony. How many of you were there when he gave the testimony? He was expecting a particular amount of money from someone. And then he came to meet me. I said, sir, I'm expecting a particular amount of money. And when he came, I said, okay, you know what you do? You do either of two things. Take the tithes of that money, if you have it. Pay it. Or, take a seed. If that money is that huge, you couldn't pay the tithe. Take a seed and sow it concerning that money. It will show up. Did he not come back and share the testimony? He sowed a seed. In fact, where he was looking at for the money to come, God showed him his greatness. The money came, the exact money, the amount came from somewhere else. Why? He put a principle to work. And he said he had been praying for this money for months. About 2 months or thereabouts. I don't know. By God. Praying. What if he didn't get the principle? He would just be wasting his time praying. Then finally he gets angry. God is wicked. He doesn't answer prayers. No! There are principles to put to work. Those principles are what you need. So that when the word is going down, you will not go down with them. There are principles. Walking with God is a principle. You walk with God, you are protected. You and your home. You walk with God, you are guided. You are directed. You don't find yourself making dumb decisions. Finding yourself in the wrong place at the wrong time. You see? You don't do things before you discover that you are not supposed to have done it. You don't get in a situation where you say you are confused. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. I'm confused. Because you're not walking with God, that's why. There's the principle of walking with God. Walking with Jehovah. How many of you are catching it? Oh, You know, sometimes I feel like putting everything in you all at once. But there's a lot. There's a lot. No matter what happened in the world, you are different. You are excluded from the evil. You are excluded. You are protected. Mightily protected of the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus.
This message was produced by Supernatural Kingdom Church. To get more of our messages, call 0806-087-643 or 0816-0114-389. Thank you and God bless you.